Travis Boak, because he's going to take part in the International Rules Series. It's going to kick off here in Adelaide next Sunday. That's on the 12th. It's going to be at Adelaide Oval. We're hoping a huge crowd's going to get there. I've got some really exciting ticket news to announce very shortly, but Travis is going to be amongst the star-studded lineup taking part, and he joins us now. Boakie, welcome to the show.
G'day, boys. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Hey, you been kicking the round ball around much yet?
I have. We got sent a ball a couple of weeks ago, and I've been out for a few kicks. It's not the easiest thing to kick around. It's a little bit different than the footy, but should be good fun. Should be good fun. So we're expecting hopefully a big crowd, and it'll be exciting, mate. It'll be exciting.
What type of distance are you getting with the ball? Is it travel about 10, 15 metres short? Shorter?
Yeah, I reckon it does. You don't really get that. Yeah, you don't really get the penetration you get with a normal footy, but. I reckon probably 30-35 is probably around my range, so I'll be passing it off if I get anywhere outside that, I reckon.
Is it easy to kick it shorter? They can just sort of roll it off the end of your hand and kick it short. I suspect that most of the players like yourself, who are great athletes, will be doing a lot of running and handballing and a bit of run and carry type play.
Yeah, I reckon that'll be more the go. And I think, certainly when I played in 2014 up in Perth, the idea was more, especially when you're kicking to a lead, to try and actually kick it out in front of the person rather than try and actually hit them on the chest, which we'd normally do in a game of AFL. It's probably a little bit easier to just to place it out in front of that person and let them sort of run onto it. So that'll probably be sort of the tactics. But, because it's not really too easy to just spot up a target from 30 or 40 away.
Well, Boakie, this is a massive opportunity for you because the great man alongside of me played in 2002 and 2003, played in front of 80-odd thousand people at
Croke Park. Then I got suspended back in Adelaide.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
So if you want to pick his brains, just ask him anything.
Yeah. I disgraced myself, Boakie, unfortunately. Yeah, got suspended playing back
What'd
in Australia.
What did you do?
Might have clocked someone. There's a bit of a... It was accidentally, of course. Let's not talk about me, though, and my bad points. What about... You talked about playing in 2014. For me, it was great to mix with some of the best players. You must have enjoyed, sort of seeing the other great players from around the competition and picking their brains and watching how they go about it.
No, it certainly is. And that's the great opportunity is we get to go into camp with, for 2 weeks with the best players in the competition, and that's sort of certainly what enticed me, and certainly probably what enticed a lot of players to play again. And it's going to be a great game, and for the fans coming to watch, you get to see some of the best players playing our competition and up against a great Irish side. So it's certainly going to be a good spectacle. But you can pick the brains of some of the best athletes and the best players in the competition for 2 weeks. So it's going to be pretty special.
When you played against the Irish, what was the hardest thing that you found? Because everyone says, oh, they're part-time, they're this and they're that, but I'll tell you what, boy, they take it seriously, and boy, they've got some genuine speed.
Yeah, I think that's probably the number one thing, mate, and as you would know, is the speed. For us, we've got some big guys and some taller guys, so that's sort of where we probably get the advantage. But for them, they move the balls really, really quick, and that's probably the way they do it in their game, and certainly that's what they bring across. So that's going to be the challenge for us, and we've got to try and stop them and slow them down as much as we can. So we'll try and do whatever we need to make sure that happens.
Are you surprised that Gary Ablett's playing, given that he struggled to play regularly with the Suns?
I think it's, for Gaz, obviously he's coming towards probably the end of his career, and, it's probably another great opportunity for him to represent his country, and it's going to be great for myself to play alongside him. So I'm pretty pumped that he's going to be there and playing, and I'm sure that the fans coming out to watch would love to see it as well.
It's a wonderful opportunity, and as you mentioned, you get to play with a lot of players that you play against. Is there anyone in the squad that you've had a bit of a run in and you think this could be a tad awkward, Boakie, eh? Well, maybe Brendan Gorman,
no.
He's normally grumpy.
No, I played with Brendan up in Perth in 2014, and we got along pretty well. So I don't think there's anyone I'll hopefully have a run in with. But it'll be good fun.
Well, you wouldn't be buying beers for Luke Shuey after the elimination final, would you?
No, he actually just texted me too, Luke. He said, "How the hell do you kick a round ball?" So,
he said, "You kicked the over one pretty well."
I actually saw him at the Brownlow just after that, and I gave him a bit of lip. But we'll get along quite fine, I think.
Well, there's been a great announcement today. A ticket offer. It's $24 tickets for 24 hours. The AFL have released that today. So the offer is valid from 12 p.m. today to 12 p.m. tomorrow. $24 for all adult and concession tickets. You can get them via Ticketek, and a few terms and conditions apply there. So let's hope you get a big crowd there. It'd be magnificent to play with that crest on your chest, Bokey, in front of a big crowd at Adelaide Oval. That'd be certainly something you'd never forget.
Oh, it'd be unbelievable, mate. And as I said, it's a great opportunity to represent your country, and certainly for the fans who are coming along. And being in Adelaide, you know, the fans absolutely love footy, and I know they'll get around, the Australian team and certainly support us as they do, and hopefully get, 50-plus. At Adelaide Oval will be an outstanding game. So looking forward to it.
Yep, you've got to be happy with your club, Bokey, at the moment. You get the gold medal through the trade period, and just loving what you're doing. You must be excited about the players that will be coming to the club.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it has been a pretty exciting, sort of trade period in the last couple of weeks, and to have Trenton and Jack sign up as well over the last week is huge for the club. And look, I'm pretty pumped to get back into training, to be honest, to start training with these boys and start, our next chapter and hopefully have a big year next year. So it's been a credit to the club for what they've been able to do, and now it's the business starts again. So it'll be exciting times for the club next year and beyond.
I, like many others, follow you on social media, Bokey, and you haven't been resting on your laurels. You've been overseas doing a rather unique training program. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, look, it was a bit of fun. I went, Ian McEwan, who's our new head of fitness after, Berger left, has taken over. He sort of organised a trip for me to head over to America, and he knew a couple of guys over there who are obviously in the sports science field, and I was fortunate enough to head to Santa Cruz for a week there and train with a guy by the name of Austin, who obviously he's good friends with Maccas and trains some NFL athletes, some volleyballers and a few different athletes around the world. And I was able to do some probably a bit more movement stuff with him. And so it was a little bit of different training and just probably learned about how to transition a little bit of power, obviously I'm getting close to 30, how to deal with my body a lot more and, hopefully extend my career. So that was really good there. And after that, I went to Arizona for a week and trained with some Olympic sprinters over there just to learn, a little bit of running technique and a little bit of, power off starts and things like that. So it was good fun, but I've got a lot of sport in there as well, so it wasn't just all training.
So, Bokey, you were racing against Olympic sprinters?
Not racing. I was training with them, and I felt very, very slow, mate. So it was, I don't know if it was a good thing for my confidence or not heading over there, but it was certainly a lot of fun, and I learnt a lot in a week. So it was pretty exciting. One of the guys there was DeGrasse, who came second to Usain Bolt in the Olympics, and just watching him train was unbelievable. Mm.
The movement looked really dynamic. They were quite explosive, and you also did a bit of work with, was it an NFL player where you were trying to sort of put a few moves on him and then pick the ball up off the ground? There was lots of really game-specific type movements.
Yeah, so I had one day on the field with an NFL player. He was a safety for the Chargers for 9 years, and in their game, contracts meant absolutely nothing, and he was just a free agent at the moment, so he had to continue training. And fortunate enough to have a day with him, we sort of mixed in a bit of AFL and NFL stuff there, and he was actually quite intrigued with our game and how we sort of do things, and that was really exciting to do that, to learn a little bit about how he does. Obviously he does things in his game and for me to show him a little bit about what we do. So that was another really good learning experience that day as well.
No offers?
Nah, no offers. but it might have been a nice wide receiver or something.
No good. Travis, thanks for having a chat with us, mate, and congratulations on making this side again. It's going to be exciting. The talent that's going to be assembled here in Adelaide and then again in Perth in a week's time is going to be absolutely phenomenal, and let's hope you get a big crowd there and you can show your wares on the famous Adelaide Oval.
Nah, thanks very much for having me, boys. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Good on you, Bokey, and it'll be a quick Oh, no, it won't be a look at the new stadium, won't it?
When they'll be playing at Subiaco. So it's November the 12th here in Adelaide. Just repeating that special ticket price, $24 tickets for 24 hours. So get in. It started at 12 p.m. today. It'll go through till 12 p.m. tomorrow. $24 for all adult and concession tickets. You can get a family pass.
We'll give it away now, Biggs.
For $50. And we're going to give some away now. 8223 0055. You want a double pass to the International Rules Series. That is Sunday, November the 12th here in Adelaide. Then it goes to Perth and is played on November the 18th. The Australians taking on the Irish. Travis Boak will be playing, and he was our guest.